The difference in value and significance for the beings around them between the professionals of that time and those who supposedly follow the same occupation today may show you the extent of the decline that has steadily taken place in the crystallization of data engendering sane logical mentation, which your favorites as three-brain beings ought to have in their common presence. I therefore find it necessary to explain this change for the worse and help you reach an approximate understanding of it. At that period, the terrestrial three-brain beings of responsible age, called astrologers, besides making observations and investigations of various other cosmic concentrations for the purpose of a more detailed study of the branch of general learning they represented, took upon themselves several other definite essence obligations toward their fellow beings. One of their fundamental obligations was to advise, as our Zerlichters do, all the conjugal pairs in their flock, according to their types, about the time and form of the process of the sacred El Muano for the purpose of a desirable and corresponding conception of their results. And when these results were actualized, or as they say, newborn, the astrologers had to draw up for each of them an oblectionarish, that is, what your favorites call a horoscope. And from then on, they, or their deputies, guided those young beings during the whole period of their formation up to responsible age, as well as during their responsible existence itself, giving them corresponding indications on the basis of the oblectionarish and of the cosmic laws constantly explained by them, relating to the action of the results of other large cosmic concentrations on the process of being existence on all planets. These indications, and so to speak, warning counsels of theirs, consisted in the following. As soon as a function became disharmonized in the presence of any being, or was only just beginning to be so, he would apply to the astrologer of his district, who on the basis of the oblectionarish and of the variations expected according to calculations in the atmospheric processes caused by the action of other planets of their solar system, would indicate just what the disharmonized being should do with his planetary body at certain definite periods of the Quaternionian movement of that planet. As, for instance, in what direction to lie down, how to breathe, what movements it was preferable to make, with which types of beings to avoid relations, and many other things of this kind. Besides all this, the astrologers assigned to the beings of their flock in the seventh year of their existence, again on the basis of their oblectionarish, corresponding mates of the opposite sex for the purpose of fulfilling one of the chief being duties, that is, the continuation of the species. Or, as your favorites would say, they assigned them husbands and wives. Justice must be done to your favorites of that period. As long as these astrologers existed among them, they followed their counsels very strictly and entered into conjugal unions only according to their indications. Therefore, at that period, in regard to their conjugal unions, they always corresponded to each other according to their types, just as they do on all other planets inhabited by Keshchapmartian beings. Far as they were from knowing many trogo-auto-egocratic cosmic truths, the ancient terrestrial astrologers made these matches successfully because they had at least a thorough knowledge of the laws governing the influence of the different planets of their solar system on the beings breeding on their own planet. That is, the influence of these planets on a being at the moment of his conception, for further development, as well as for his complete attainment of the being of a responsible being. Thanks to the practical knowledge acquired over many centuries and transmitted from generation to generation, they knew which types of the passive sex corresponded to which types of the active sex. Thus, the pairs, chosen according to the indications of the astrologers, nearly always turned out to be corresponding, which is the opposite of what happens there today when your favorites are united in conjugal pairs who almost never correspond in type, so that throughout their entire existence, about half of the so-called inner life of these couples is spent on what our esteemed Mullah Nasr ed-Din expresses in one of his sayings. What a good husband he is, and what a good wife she is, whose whole inner world is not taken up with the constant nagging of the other half. In any case, my boy, if these astrologers had continued to exist and practice there, they surely would have acquired such experience that the existence of the beings of this unfortunate planet would gradually have come to bear some resemblance, at least in their family relations, to that of similar beings on other planets of our great universe. But this beneficial practice, established in the process of their existence, your favorites have thrown, as they have all their other good attainments, without even having had time to make real use of it, to the gluttonous swine of our venerable Mullah Nasr ed-Din. As usually happens there, these astrologers began gradually to shrink, and finally, as is said, they vanished. After the function of the astrologers had been abolished, other professionals in the same field appeared in their place, but this time from among the learned beings of new formation, who also began to observe and study, as it were, the results issuing from the various large cosmic concentrations and their influence on the existence of the beings of their planet. But as the ordinary beings around them soon noticed that their observations and studies consisted merely in inventing names for various remote suns and planets, meaning nothing to them, among the myriads in the universe, and in supposedly measuring, by a method known to these professionals alone, the distances between the cosmic points seen from their planet through those playthings of theirs, which they also call telescopes, they gave them, as I already told you, the name of astronomers. Now that we have mentioned these contemporary ultra-fantasists, so highly esteemed by your favorites, it will do no harm to enlighten your reason as to their real significance. First of all, my boy, you should know about the existence of a something that is actualized for these terrestrial types, as it is in general for every cosmic unit, and that serves for beings with objective reason as an initiating factor for comprehending the sense and meaning of any cosmic result. This something, which serves as an initiating factor in evaluating the significance of these contemporary terrestrial beings, is a wiseacring map, named by them, of course, unconsciously, an inventory of the heavenly spaces. There is no need to draw any other logical conclusion about this initiating factor, actualized specially for them. The very name of this map of theirs is enough to show that its designations can only be relative. With the means at their disposal, even though they rack their esteemed brains in devising names and calculating various measurements, your favorites can see only those suns and planets that, fortunately for them, do not change too rapidly the course of their falling in relation to their own planet. Thus, making it possible for them over long periods of time. Long, of course, as compared with the brevity of their own existence, to observe and, as they pompously put it, mark down their positions. In any case, my boy, whatever may result from the activities of these contemporary representatives of science, please don't hold it against them. If they bring no good at all to your favorites, at least they do them no great harm. After all, they have to be occupied with something. It is not for nothing that they wear spectacles made in Germany and special smocks sewn in England. Let them be occupied with this. God bless them. Otherwise, like most of the other freaks there, who are concerned, as they say, with higher matters, they will, out of boredom, busy themselves with the struggle of five against one. And everyone knows that beings who are occupied with this exercise always radiate vibrations very harmful for those around them. Well enough. Let us leave these contemporary titillators in peace and return once more to our interrupted theme.